Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Good morning, Fred Film Radio, Venice 79. I'm Laura Della Corte. We are here with the director Arian Bazir Daftari for the movie Without Her, Be Roya, in the section Orizzonti Extra. How are you today?
Hi, thank you. I'm quite fine, and I'm here looking forward to this talk.
Okay. Fair enough. My first question is, one of the scenes that hit me the most was when she said that she's a nobody when she's arguing with her partner. And I was wondering, you put that scene to make us understand how people feel when they go away from their reality and actually they go there only for love or for affection, but they don't have the chance, you know, to have a proper work or to find like a piece of life in another place.
I think that identity is a matter of, you know, your surrounding, your choices, your past, and, you know, where you spent most of your life there. And so when someone decides to immigrate from somewhere, suddenly that whole experience vanishes, and you should start as this, you know, new child in a new world that you have no idea about. And I think that that is the experience that the protagonist goes through within the movie, because she it seems that she didn't, you know, choose to immigrate. It was more, you know, her husband's choice. So it's a hard experience for her, for sure.
Yeah. And how did you got the idea? You know, it was terrible watching, you know, the stealing of her identity and everybody around her that seems to don't recognize her. So why did you choose that?
Actually, it was, you know, more of I just suddenly got scared of how other people's interpretations and other people's opinion defines you. If, you know, your colleagues, your friends and your family doesn't recognize you, or just decide that you're not the person who you used to be, then you're just gone and you have no other way to accept it. And it was this horrific idea that, you know, for example, if I go out of the house one day and another guy comes in but pretends to be me, and if everybody else accepts it, then what is my, you know, my own position, and what can I do about it? It was this simple idea, and I tried to, you know, expand it step by step.
Yeah, it was, you know, harsh to watch, because you didn't know how to react to something like that. And the fact that the other woman is so, you know, in the part with her. And another thing is that you have explained some way our relationship between the past and the memories and what define us as people, as persons. Yeah. And without them, you said, are we the same person or not? What do you think about that?
I think that we're totally not. I mean, my own opinion is that. But, you know, it depends. I think that if you, I always have this example, if you, you know, if this story happens in like a 20 years time span, it's not that quite weird or strange, because people change by their decisions step by step. And when you compare someone to like 20 years back, she or he is not the same person anymore. But I try to, you know, push this time limit within a week, and it becomes really horrifying that if you go again, you know, you don't have the past or the memories anymore, so you're a totally different people after that.
Yeah, at the very end, we have some kind of resolution, but I would like to ask why this kind of resolution.
Because I always, you know, believe in hope and believe in that, you know, at the end of the day, if you choose to be someone, if you choose to, you know, go on a path, I just never wanted the character to give up. And I thought maybe the film should end with this scene that, you know, it's the beginning of another story, perhaps.
Yeah, fair enough. And what do you think about the thing that when actually you lose the way that others see you at the end, she's like happy that she could be maybe another woman, another, you know, because he said a very terrifying thing when he said to her, it's you that you want to be somebody else, like she's guilty of something because she don't want to learn Danish. He seems very upset about that, very not caring at all about her feelings.
I think that you know, he's like he has made his mind, and he just wants to go to Denmark. And at the beginning, you think that okay, it will be the cost of, you know, getting Roya to there or pushing her. But when it comes to, you know, choosing, he finally decides to okay, so you won't accept what I want, so I will replace you. As simple as that.
Yeah,
that's I think that happens in real life too, but. You have to, you know, take a wider perspective. But it happens when we give up on someone. We sometimes, you know, think, okay, maybe we should try another person.
Yeah, and another thing that I notice is that you use a lot, you know, the backgrounds to give some kind of, you know, emotional feeling when the two women are arguing on the upstairs and there is the light that always bumping. Is that because they are arguing and she's some kind of stealing her identity? Is that the idea you wanted to give?
Yeah, I try to, you know, create the atmosphere too. It's like, you know, this dark tunnel that they go through, and then when they get out of it, the game is completely different and the identities are not anymore as
the
they
same.
Were. Yeah.
Okay. And it was easy to choose the actress.
Both actresses for these two roles, Roya and Ziba, they were quite good ones, and I really, you know, I wanted it to be a cooperative and collaborative process. So after reading the screenplay, we had these long sessions and too many sessions just to talk about the role, and they really trusted on the project and the script, so I was quite lucky in that regard.
Yeah, and you did very well.
Thank you.
Are you happy, you know, of the screening here? It has already...
Yeah, sure. Actually, it's my debut film, so it's a quite nice experience to have it presented in such, you know, famous and, you know, very credible event. Yeah.
Is there someone that you helped you, you know, during the process?
Yeah, sure. Sure, I should thank the team, the crew, and the cast, of course, and my producers who, you know, never gave up on this, and of course the distributors, all of the delegation.
Okay. Thank you very much
you.
For being with us. And Fred Finn Radio, Venice 79, Laura Della Corte, and we are here with Arian Wazir Bhattari.
Thank you so much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.